Christ had to suffer and to rise from the dead, and so enter into his glory. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There's an old saying in the church business that goes, "Working for the church doesn't pay much, but the retirement plan is out of this world." Have you heard that before? I think that's how they suckered me into becoming a priest. "We're not going to pay you much, John, but the retirement plan is awesome. Out of this world." It's also how I've snookered a few people into working for me. But when I arrived at Immaculate Conception almost 5 years ago, I figure I better come up with a better sales pitch than that. In other words, why do people work for the church, where they are paid with peanuts, where the hours are long and you work weekends? Your boss is a cranky old celibate priest. And your customers want everything for free. I told the staff this: "Your real job is to bring people closer to Christ. Your job is to bring people closer to Christ. Whether you are the pastor or the custodian or the sacristan or the youth director or the bookkeeper, there's only one reason you get out of bed and drive to work, or ride your bike if you're Ed. You bring people closer to Christ. Sometimes we do that simply by a smile, or a warm hello, or a handshake, or a hug. Far beyond counting the collection, or cleaning the church, or even preaching from the pulpit, the most important job we do is to bring people closer to Christ. If you are not interested in doing that, please don't work for the church, or at least not for Immaculate Conception Church." May 1st is the memorial of St. Joseph the Worker. What was his job? Well, we all know he was a carpenter who lived in Nazareth. But was that his real job or his most important occupation? Hardly. I would submit to you that his real job, above and beyond carpentry, was bringing people closer to Christ. How did he fulfill that job description? Well, he raised Jesus to be a hardworking, honest, and humble Jew. Before Jesus ever donned the mantle of the Messiah, he strapped on the tool belt of a carpenter for 30 years. Later, Jesus would use parables and examples drawn from the world of work to teach people about the kingdom of God. The workers in the vineyard, the sower and the seed, the 10 talents, even the 10 wise and foolish virgins. Each parable illustrates, like the many colors of the rainbow, how each honest job ultimately leads to the pot of gold that is the kingdom of God. St. Joseph's occupation of carpenter and foster father brought people closer to Christ. Or maybe it would be more accurate to say he helped bring Christ closer to the people. Ladies, maybe you have wondered why yourself, why should someone belong to the Ladies Auxiliary of Immaculate Conception Church? Why did you sign up for this? Maybe you bought that line about the retirement plan being out of this world. And that's actually true. But there's another reason and a better reward for being part of this elite woman's organization. You too bring people closer to Christ. Maybe you sew in the group that makes the baptismal gowns or prepares things for the bazaar every year. Or you help with funeral meals to comfort grieving families. Or you raise your voice in song as the dead choir at the funeral. Or your donations help buy new vestments for priests or new appliances for the rectory. But through all that, your real occupation, don't ever forget it, your vocation is to bring people closer to Christ. And by the way, when the priest is a little less cranky because he slept well on his new mattress that you bought, you are like St. Joseph and bring Christ in persona Christi, in the priest, a little closer to the people. And even when you can't do all these wonderful tasks, even when age and physical limitations keep you at home or in bed, even then, you bring people closer to Christ by your prayers and offering up your sufferings. Maybe someday you will read Sonnet 19 by the great British poet John Milton. Did you know that toward the end of his life, he was struck blind? And doubts of faith clouded his usually clear sight. He felt useless, and so he offered up his uselessness to God. And he wrote, "They also serve who only stand and wait." They also serve who only stand and wait. Even when we can only stand and wait, or maybe we can only sit and wait, we can bring people closer to Christ. To bring people closer to Christ is the ultimate purpose of every human being who has ever walked upon the face of the earth. Praised be Jesus Christ.